3. Spiritual Unification. As the universal mind gravity is centered in the paradise personal presence of the infinite spirit, so does the universal spirit gravity center in the paradise personal presence of the eternal Son. The universal Father is one, but to time-space he is revealed in the dual phenomena of pure energy and pure spirit. Paradise spirit realities are likewise one, but in all time-space situations and relations, this single spirit is revealed in the dual phenomena of the spirit personalities and emanations of the eternal Son and the spirit personalities and influences of the infinite spirit and associated creations. And there is yet a third, pure spirit fragmentations, the Father's bestowal of the thought adjusters and other spirit entities which are pre-personal. No matter on what level of universe activities you may encounter spiritual phenomena or contact with spirit beings, you may know that they are all derived from the God who is spirit by the ministry of the Spirit Son and the Infinite Mind Spirit. And this far-flung spirit functions as a phenomenon on the evolutionary worlds of time as it is directed from the headquarters of the local universes. From these capitals of the Creator Sons come the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Truth, together with the ministry of the adjutant mind spirits to the lower and evolving levels of material minds. While mind is more unified on the level of the master spirits in association with the Supreme Being, and as the cosmic mind in subordination to the absolute mind, the spirit ministry to the evolving worlds is more directly unified in the personalities resident on the headquarters of the local universes and in the persons of the presiding divine ministers, who are in turn well-nigh perfectly correlated with the paradise gravity circuit of the eternal Son, wherein occurs final unification of all time-space spirit manifestations. Perfected creature existence can be attained, sustained, and eternalized by the fusion of self-conscious mind with a fragment of the pre-Trinity spirit endowment of some one of the persons of the paradise Trinity. The mortal mind is the creation of the sons and daughters of the eternal Son and the infinite Spirit, and, when fused with a thought adjuster from the Father, partakes of the threefold spirit endowment of the evolutionary realms. But these three spirit expressions become perfectly unified in the finaliters, even as they were in eternity so unified in the universal I Am, ere he ever became the universal Father of the eternal Son and the infinite Spirit. Spirit must always and ultimately become threefold in expression and Trinity unified in final realization. Spirit originates from one source through a threefold expression, and in finality it must and does attain its full realization in that divine unification which is experienced in finding God, oneness with divinity, in eternity and by means of the ministry of the cosmic mind of the infinite expression of the eternal Word, of the Father's universal thought.